listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. We're here with our next guest, and our next guest is Phil Kersnerich. And he's with Thunderbird Wealth Management. How are you today, Phil?
Doing great, ladies. Thank you for inviting me here. I'm glad to be speaking with the good folks of the Quad City area.
Perfect. Well, yeah, we had to get some help with your name.
We've been practicing.
Yeah, totally.
You guys have done a good job.
Thanks.
My wife will give you a great A.
Oh. I haven't got one of those in a long time.
So, Phil, you're actually one of our new members with the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. And like we said, you're with Thunderbird Wealth Management. What do you do there?
Well, primarily, we help people with their investment plans regarding retirement, college education for their kids or grandkids. We also assist people with their budget, cash flow analysis. We help individuals and small business owners with their investment and retirement planning needs.
And nice. And you guys do 401ks?
We do small retirement plans for business owners, simple IRAs, 401k plans, SEP IRAs for sole proprietors. We also do 401k plans, rollovers. We open up traditional IRAs and Roth IRA accounts also.
And is it just for businesses, or can an individual come into your office and get some help
and advice?
Advice, yeah.
Our primary clients are individuals. They encompass most of our business. We have clients in 8 different states. Most of them do reside in Arizona. But we also have a handful of small business owners that we help themselves and their employees, too, to help save for their retirement.
So you can help anybody kind of come in, get them started, and kind of help assess their needs a little bit?
Absolutely. We take a holistic approach. We take a look at the overall picture of the client's profile. We take a look at their debt, their cash flow, see if there's any problem areas there that we can assist them with. Then we start getting down to the basic, what are their financial needs and goals?
Mm-hmm.
We start from that perspective. What do you want to accomplish? What do you need to accomplish? And so we design customized investment plans that meet those objectives, but also meets their risk tolerance level. Because I don't like to worry at night. And if any of my clients are worried, then I get worried. So I don't want my clients to be worried.
Well, that's good.
So do you only work with rich people?
No. We work with everybody.
Everybody?
We try to help as many people as possible.
Good.
And so the goal would just be, you know, if financially, let's say later on in my life, I'd like to retire. I'd like to have some money, you know, for my retirement. I'd like to, you know, join that club that we talked about earlier, the RV club, or, you know, certain things like that. I can come in and talk to you and figure out what a strategy would be for that.
Absolutely.
So no matter your age, anything.
Income.
Correct.
Income.
Correct. That's true.
I keep mentioning that because I clearly don't have a big one.
But you know what? I got to tell you a secret. We actually advise our clients not to retire.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been looking forward to retirement.
You know, the way I look at it going down the future, sooner or later, we're going to have to pay off this $21 trillion debt.
Indeed,
yes.
We're going to have increased taxes, despite what's going on right now in Washington. Taxes inevitably have to go up to pay for this deficit. Then on top of that, you have health care costs. So what I advise clients to do when they grow up, i.e. when they retire, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? Because those clients that sit at home, watch TV, they do not fare very well, both socially, mentally, emotionally.
It's a rapid decline.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage people to find something that they love to do, or at least like it a lot, because each and every one of us have been blessed with certain skill sets to help other people. So if after you retire from your job, that doesn't necessarily mean that you need to retire. You need to stay active in some way, whether it's volunteering or doing small-time work, whatever. But the key is do what you love to do.
I've heard that a lot. It's great advice.
Definitely. And what other things? Do you guys do life insurance?
We do life insurance, yes.
And life insurance is a big need, you know, especially for people with families. And
it's shocking how many people don't have life insurance.
Yeah, it's primarily for younger people, young families, like you said, Lorette. That's the greatest need because they have kids and married. So in case something happens to one of the spouses, the surviving spouse and the children will be taken care of, pay off the mortgage, credit card debt, provide college funding, whatever that need may be. But the older that we get, the less life insurance we need.
Right.
Because we have other assets that we can fall back on.
Right. And then that's where, you know, our, you said like Roth IRAs and those kind of things, we can come and talk to you about that.
Correct.
And get something other than life insurance. So the younger people, kind of get them in there and you can kind of coach them to get some good life insurance.
Yes, that's true.
I watch a lot of ID. Are you ever suspicious of people who come in and take out large policies?
No.
No?
No. You watch too much ID, like my wife.
I watch way too much ID. Yeah.
Completely.
It's a sickness. I can't help it.
It's very negative point of view.
They always come in and give these huge life insurance policies for their husband or their wife or their girlfriend, and then they're not here anymore.
Watch a good financial news show or something like that.
Good financial news show. I'm failing to see.
there are some out there.
Okay, I'll trust you on that.
We definitely will. So are you located in Chino?
Yes, our office is in Chino Valley. We also have a second office. My son Justin is a co-advisor with me, and his office is located in Peoria, Arizona.
Okay, so there's two offices in Chino Valley and Peoria. And what are your hours? When can I come in and stop in and get some advice?
7 days a week.
7 days a week.
7 days.
We're available for our clients 7 days a week. Whenever, because we have clients from different backgrounds. Mm. We have a lot of professionals.
Absolutely.
A lot of small business owners that work various hours. We have doctors that work odd hours and days. So we always try to make ourselves available for those clients.
Yeah, that's great. So what I like about it is I can just walk in, kind of get some advice, because I do want to eventually grow
prepare
my nest egg.
Prepare for the future.
Yeah. Well, yes, prepare for the future and just grow my egg.
Yeah.
It's just kind of little.
You got a dinky egg.
I know. I do have a dinky egg.
He can help you with that.
Exactly. What I'm hoping is that Phil can help me get that golden egg.
Yeah, the nest egg, not just the egg.
Exactly.
You want the entire nest.
Right, yeah. Right.
Oh, that's right. You do need somewhere to keep your egg.
Exactly.
Your dinky egg.
My dinky egg. So, Phil, anything else you got going on for us? What other types of things do you suggest that people should do? I mean, is there something that you say, you know, maybe a Roth IRA, or what's kind of basic?
For younger people, if they're working, if they have a retirement plan with their employer, to start doing that, contributing to your 401k. And if that 401k does match, at least try to put in up to the matching percentage, because that's free money.
Free money.
Free money. You don't seldom hear that too much anymore.
Mm-mm.
If your employer does not have a retirement plan for you, then consider doing either a Roth IRA or traditional IRA, depending on your current tax situation.
Gotcha.
Roth IRAs are going to become very, very valuable in the future because they potentially grow tax-free. And when you've had it for at least 5 years and you're 59 and a half, you can take out everything tax-free.
Hmm.
Whereas in a 401k or traditional IRA, whatever amount you take out after 59 and a half, you have to pay tax on based on your current income tax bracket.
Hmm. Sounds great.
So with, again, rising, increasing taxes, the Roth IRAs is where your egg should be.
That's exactly where I guess I'm going to have to come in and see you for sure, because that's one of the things. I mean, this is a serious conversation, and it is a very serious thing that I think young people just don't realize. And to be honest, too, it's kind of a scary thing to talk about, you know, money. And, you know, it's most of us live paycheck to paycheck, and we're just trying to make ends meet. So it's a way for you to kind of help us to not live that way.
The sooner you start, the better off you're going to be.
Absolutely.
It's not timing the market. It's time in the market. It's an old Wall Street saying, which is very, very true.
Absolutely.
Too many people get caught up in the ups and downs, the volatility of the day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month volatility of the market. That is normal. That is normal.
Right.
But do you two know how long the market's been in existence?
No.
Take a guess. What is now called the New York Stock Exchange, how long or what year or decade was it created?
Oh, man.
You go for it.
Like 1900?
That's a good guess.
I was going to say, like, not even that.
It wasn't 1988, Lorette.
It was 1988.
There's been crashes since then.
I don't know. I would say about 200 years.
Very close.
Ooh.
The New York Stock Exchange was created in May 1792.
1792.
It's almost as old as the country itself. It just celebrated its 226th anniversary on May.
What?
Now, back then, it wasn't called the New York Stock Exchange, but it was the original exchange.
What was it called back then?
It was just an exchange. 24 brokers met underneath the buttonwood tree.
I was hoping for a juicy name.
I know, right?
Yeah. Something great.
It wasn't Wells Fargo, was it?
No. No
comment. It was just called an exchange. That's
but
why.
Think about that. Through all the wars, presidential assassinations, right. Geopolitical events, the market just keeps rolling right along.
Just keeps going.
So again, I don't mean you're going to live to be 200 years old, but
shoot.
Still, time in the market is what matters the most. And for those young people, they need to start today.
What's a good way to convince them? Because I have grown sons who really don't seem to understand that. Well, one kind of gets it, but the other two, it's like I talk to them until I'm blue in the face.
Have them come see me.
Okay.
And I'll point certain things out for them. Help them understand how important it is.
Yeah.
Because you're right. You know,
they roll their eyes and say retirement.
Well, young people think they're going to live forever, that they have time.
Right.
And they do, but they need to have that time work for them.
Because, you know, the younger you start, the smaller amount that has to come out of your paycheck, right?
Correct.
So.
And if you're contributing to your 401k plan at work or traditional IRA, it lowers your tax liability.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did not know that.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Puts you in a different bracket sometimes.
Totally good
exactly.
to know. Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. Definitely sign us up.
So you just take walk-ins or what's the best way?
Call
have people.
You can call us at 928-227-2853 or visit our website, which is www.tbergwealth.com.
And your website has everything, you know, like your services that you offer.
Contact information.
Everything about us. Contact information, history on us. Also has financial calculators. Those are really beneficial.
Oh. Those are cool.
We have a lot of financial calculators. We have a lot of newsletters. It's a wealth of information. Our clients really love our website. They go, that's their go-to financial Bible, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And so everything's on the website. They can go get all the information that they need.
Correct.
So great. I really think this is a great, you know, and thing to get started with. And I'm fortunately one of those that should have been doing
it.
And I haven't.
I don't even want to talk about it.
I know. It's kind of bad, but definitely I feel like I need to stop in and see Phil. And Phil, how long have you been doing this for?
Over 17 years.
So, in Chino?
No, I started in Glendale.
Oh, cool.
Ah.
And then we moved up here a year and a half ago.
Mm.
So.
How do you like it?
Love it.
Perfect.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah, Chino's great.
I'm a third generation Arizonan, so.
Third generation
Arizonan. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, and she's been here for.
Ever.
Forever.
Pretty much.
Forever.
My grandparents came to Prescott, well, Dewey Humboldt in 1960.
Really?
Yep.
My dad was born and raised in Jerome in 1925.
Wow, really?
My grandfather settled there in 1916.
Man, that's awesome.
That's a very long time ago.
So we have a lot of roots in the area.
Yeah, for sure.
So definitely. So you know the area very well and everything about it. Well, thank you so much for being here today and educating us. I'd love for you to come back and give us some more pointers, especially probably during Christmas time and how not to spend so much money
right.
and save some stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like you might need a little help there, right?
Absolutely. Trust me, that's not the only area I need help in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can help you with your finances. That's about it.
Well, thank you so much. We are here today with Phil Kuznarich.
Kuznarich.
And we appreciate you being here with Thunderbird Wealth Management. We'll be back with our next guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.